This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In my latest Northern Gardener magazine is an article on rhododendrons, also known as rhodies. First question, are rhodies the same as azaleas? Kinda. From the American Rhododendron Society comes this. All azaleas are rhododendrons, but not all rhododendrons are azaleas. Azaleas have been reclassified and are now in the genus. There are no clear-cut lines for distinguishing all the azaleas from all the rhododendrons, but there are a few characteristics to look for, and I'll have those on my website. So, what do rhodies prefer? Well, they like morning sun and afternoon shade. A thick layer of humus on the soil protects their roots from drying out. They do not like soggy soil, so plant high. These gorgeous shrubs need thoughtful planting and soil prep. With that, they're long-lived. They need rapid drainage and a pH around 5. That means more acidic soil than most of us have. You folks in northern Minnesota have a better shot at that pH naturally, anywhere there's granite. You can do a simple soil test. Agriculture sulfur is a recommended amendment for the soil, and cottonseed oil is a good fertilizer. And I'll have more on that on GardenBite.com. When planting, use a knife to cut through circling fibrous roots, which can ball up in those containers. Pull the roots apart and spread them out. I'll link you to the full article, which has a ton more information. In the meantime, there are some stunning new rhodies out there, including Henry's Red, Trinity, Purple Gem, and Bubblegum. Pictures on my website. Rhodies vary in height, but most are mid-size and make for a lovely specimen plant. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.